Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, everybody. How you doing? Mike O'Mara Show, Tuesday, September 12th, 2017. How you doing, baby? We're all here in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Yeah, the sounds of the city. Millions of people slamming into the city to get their work done. You know what I call them? I call them drones. Oh. Hey, I'd like to send a special message out to that lady in the Hyundai that cut me off. Honey, you ain't good-looking enough to drive that rude. Hey, how you doing? Yeah, hopefully you're slaying the dragon yourself in whatever city you happen to be in around the world as you listen to us on the Mike O'Mara Show app, an app that's been boosted for your listening pleasure. Hope you enjoy that. Yeah, but it's another day, and it's the middle of the week, and then it's time to get down and get funky. Can you turn that up for me a little bit so I get a little... John Shaft. Ooh, baby! Hey, I'd like to send out a special greeting to Mrs. Carla O'Mara, 8 years married to my tired, old, fat ass today. Baby, it's been a hell of a ride, and you're going to live longer than me, but then again, everybody knew that. Oh boy, this is a long intro, isn't it? I thought I was talking it up right there. Yes, sir, Isaac Hayes and the theme from Shaft on Power 105. WAVA. I feel like there's smoke coming out of my mouth. Maybe I'm just spraying.
Shaft!
Shut your mouth. Anyway, all right. I'll turn that off.
He's a bad mother.
Yes, he is. Yes,
uncaring.
Yeah.
Oh, look, it's Dirk Vastra calling.
Oh, it's Wide Open Wednesday.
It's not.
No, it's Tuesday.
He's just calling.
He's just calling.
Well, let's talk to Dirk. Let's put him on the line. Yes. Hello, Dirk. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning, Mike. Hey, I just called to wish you a very happy 8th wedding anniversary.
Oh, you're an ass. You're an ass. No, you're not. You're a sweetheart.
Hey, I actually have a poem for you.
Oh, my God. Hold on, Dirk. You have a poem for my 8th wedding anniversary?
That is correct.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, all the way from the great state of Washington, D.C. or the state? No, it's the state, people. All the way from the left coast, Mr. Dirk Vastrick with, is there a title to the poem, Dirk? And Rob, is Pony's mic open?
Pony's mic can be closed.
Close it. Thank you very much. Is there a title to the poem?
I call it Poetic Form.
Poetic Form. Oh. Let's listen, shall we?
There once was a young man from Glastonbury whose marriages were quite unsatisfactory until he reached his third with quite a lovely bird, and now his life is incredibly heavenly.
Do you have that buzzer that I told you that you would need and I wouldn't need? And make sure it's real loud. Make sure it's real, real loud. Because if it's not, I'll rehook up my iPad. I'm going to give you 3, 2, 1. Stop. Stop.
I'll hook mine up.
Here you go.
Because I have it. I have it standing by.
You have it now.
I do.
Okay, hold on just a second. I just wanted to do it myself, and it's actually more satisfying if I do it myself, because I want to make sure that we've got it. Hi, Dirk.
What was the first flaw you found with the poem, Mike?
Glastonbury and unsatisfactory.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Had to have an airy word, you know? There once was a man from the meter doesn't work with Glastonbury.
How about unsanitary?
What? You'd have to say, there once was a man from Hartford.
There you go.
You know what I mean? And Dirk, I hate to critique, but I mean, you know, you're the one that decided to write my wife a poem.
And call it unsolicited.
And by the way, you're writing her a poem, not me. I know you're writing her a poem, Dirk.
And you're using this forum, Mike's show, her current husband.
Hey, Dirk, how much fun are we going to have in New Orleans?
His most recent husband.
Let me talk to my buddy Dirk.
You better be ready.
I know. I know. I'm gonna, as soon as I get my power back on down in South Florida, I'm going to start drinking buttermilk. I'm going to be drinking cold buttermilk out of my refrigerator. That's the way it's going to go. Dirk, that was lovely.
Very sweet.
Gorgeous. Know,
by the way, how is Mrs. Vastrick? Goodbye, Dirk. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye. Thank you. Have a good day. There he is.
I thought he was single.
No. No, he's not single. But yeah, 8 years
hey,
today.
Hey, he's married, but he's not dead.
She asked me last night. She said, am I the longest? I said, yeah, you're the longest. I mean, as far as relationship, you've been the longest for a very long time. But, 8 years formally married to Mrs. O'Mara. Didn't seem like that long, did it? Really?
Seemed just like
yesterday.
Drop in the bucket.
Yeah,
sure did. Can you turn up this thing for me?
I can.
Thank you. Okay. I don't know why I'm playing that. But yes, that is it. It is 8 years married today. And Carla, you see, I led with it today. That's what
I need to say. Why she was concerned.
Because
it's very
what I was
funny.
Doing, I do the way my processes work. Usually when I'm at home, I will do my show prep early in the morning. When I'm here in D.C., based on the 24 miles that takes me 7 hours to drive, I will do my show prep in the evening. Mrs. O'Mara was lying on the couch next to me as I was jotting some things down. She said, oh, I say I'm item number 5. Yes. Yeah. Well, I went to see the movie It. Of course you're number 5, Carla. Come on, give me a break, please. But happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
I remember it was just after our being cut loose from CBS.
Yes.
And you took
yes,
a wife?
She got, I think it's really important to point out that Carla married me after I got fired from my my prosperous radio job.
That's right.
Got you when you're weak.
She got me when I... No, we were engaged before.
You
that.
Had a tiny wedding and a wonderful after party that I remember.
Yeah, it was a... yeah, that's right. We had an after party at the house, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was at the Poplar Springs Resort and Spa. Where I was there with my two daughters, and Carla was there with her mom and her mom's buddy, who's no longer the buddy, mm-hmm. and my friend Howard, who owned the resort, doesn't
Hughes.
Own it any longer.
He's still on American Got
Four,
Talent, right?
Four. No, he's not there. No.
It's not
By
Howard
the
Stern.
Way, can I just say something about America's Got AGT?
Yeah.
Can I say something about AGT?
Do you
Please,
prefer
I
to
watch
DWTS?
That young lady... That young girl ventriloquist
oh, yeah.
is going places.
Oh, yeah.
She's going places.
Makes you want to vote for her.
Yeah.
You
know,
normally, I don't like when a girl doesn't move her lips.
Let me ask the room here. Okay,
oh, she's a little kid.
I didn't see it.
She's 12 years old, Rob. Be
okay,
nice.
All right.
Creep.
She's 12 years old.
I thought she must have been an adult.
No, she's the, what?
An I adult? Thought she must have been an adult.
He
no.
said little girl.
She's 12. But the, and look,
gross.
I was amused, especially when she had the old lady puppet sing to Simon the other night. But I'm going to say this. Here's my statement.
What is happening?
This is
television?
This is opening it up to the room.
She's really good.
Can a ventriloquist truly make it in showbiz today?
Oh my God! Actually,
you
Mike,
think she can get a contract at a hotel, a casino hotel in Vegas?
I am an AGT aficionado. Right?
Okay,
I've seen
right.
almost every season. I would say right. I watch a part of at least every season.
That's because of your passionate lust for Howie Mandel.
Still hot.
Oh. Well, it's great TV for the background. Right, yeah. where you're like working on something, and oh, yeah. you see an act, and you
I have
on
to confess, I only saw it because of a viral video.
So. If I'm not mistaken, the very first AGT that was out there mm-hmm. was a ventriloquist, and he won, and he has a residency in Vegas.
Really?
Yeah, that's all finding, he needed. I'm yeah. finding his name right yeah. now. It's a Terry Fader.
Yeah.
Terry yes. Fader?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just don't know if, you know how depressed I was when we went to that Cirque du Soleil show together?
Yes.
Remember the one that you loved and I hated?
Beatles?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Love, right? It was called
yeah.
Love?
And I loved it.
Rundown
Terry
MGM.
Fader has a residency at the Mirage.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to, we were in Las Vegas. We were at the Consumer Electronics Show. Is
yes.
that where we were there?
Yes.
And we all went to the Beatles Cirque du Soleil show called Love. Rob loved it, bought me a 17-ounce cup of Irish whiskey, and after it was over, I stabbed Rob's friend Pat House
yes.
in the kidney.
That's right. I remember.
Right in the kidney.
And he had to go to the emergency room. It was a very,
he did
very
not pull
difficult.
Through, and Chatty I miss him. No I miss longer. Him because he's dead now.
He's no longer with us.
There's a lot of stories in the desert.
That's right. And unfortunately, so immediately, you know, we rushed him off. He passed, unfortunately. Yeah. I apologized to him and his family.
We had a small funeral,
dead.
Just like your wedding.
Yeah. Rob got on the phone, flew out a replacement friend. Johnny Rosenberg arrived about 20 minutes you know, late for our dinner, but it was still okay.
And we had to pay off the local authorities not to make a fuss.
Yeah, and by the way, and the authority that we're talking about, if you're familiar with the movie Casino,
yes.
That guy with the boots and the white hair that comes out, your people are just visitors. That's the guy we paid off.
He was still in power then.
Because at the time, Todd Moore was a friend of his dumb nephew that ran the slot machines for the Algiers.
Man.
The Algiers.
That's
or the Tangiers.
The Tangiers.
Tangiers.
The Tangiers. and then we all went to the big jewelry store owned by Joe Pesci, and we all bought necklaces.
And that's how
I'm sorry, we all bought anklets for each other.
That's how Pat House died.
I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing today, but I'm goofy. It's the traffic!
Don't tell me about traffic.
Yeah, I know. You deal with it every day.
Yeah.
Really
and you is. And you come in and you think Waze is to blame. Waze is not to blame.
Yeah, but he
Waze
has...
Waze sucks.
No, Waze is your best friend.
Waze sucks.
In Mike's defense, he hasn't had to deal with traffic for almost 8 years.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
Studio home in Manassas.
He did when he was in his when he was working at the Edge.
Okay. How about 6 years?
Okay.
If you're not accustomed to it in 6 years, it's going to hurt you
it
every time.
It goes away. Yes, yeah. It does.
I don't know... whether the only thing and by the way, I pointedly come in here and talk about the traffic and I don't rail against it because that's not really cool for Pony and for Rob.
It's not fair to our listening audience.
And it's not fair. Well, yeah, okay, let's not go too far.
However,
okay?
You know what? There are people that wish they could hear Mike complain just one more time. People like the late Pat House.
Pat House.
Would love to hear you one
Pat
more
Pat House, before I stabbed him, came and took me aside and said, Mike... Keep bitching.
I remember.
Keep up your bitching.
You and stabbed him with a liquor bottle, right? A broken liquor bottle?
Swizzle stick.
Oh.
Yeah.
I had forgotten.
I know how to do that, by
House
the way.
House was so soft. That,
Adrian,
you know.
How's my camera shot? Can I see it?
Yeah, we gotta mute him.
Oh, I didn't think what he was going to say wasn't going to be that important. Yeah.
You know what I would do if I was running that little digital board? Can you keep them up and just key the mics on and off?
Yeah, but
can you keep them at a certain level so you don't have to sit there and go duh duh, and you can just go duh and just have it ready to go?
I like to not have Adrian talk.
No, but I mean, I'm
yeah,
asking
I
you a legitimate
I can.
Question.
As a matter of fact, that's what I did with Pony.
You would pre-adjust the levels of mm-hmm. people, and then you would just on and off. And
so
what
now,
you do,
now he's off.
You dynamically run that board. So that when you key somebody in the room, you pop it up, and then they're off. As soon as they're done talking, you do it. And as soon as they start talking again, we're going to go to them, you do that. It requires you to be a little more vigilant of that digital board.
I would say less vigilant.
Don't
actually,
move.
It's one
do not move that left arm, if you don't mind. Or do not move that arm that rests closest to the board.
Why?
Because you're closer to the board.
That's his right arm.
Hey, his right arm. My left.
I would like to.
Right.
I'd like to move it one way if I could.
Yes. That was an insult towards me.
Okay,
that's right.
What were we talking about?
We were talking about the death of Pat House.
Dynamic running of the board.
Remember the Kickstarter campaign to get his kid back into boarding school?
So when you run your board, I'm asking you this question. So you immediately, you adjust faders.
Yes, I do.
You don't need to do that. Get the right level on them and then just key their mics and key them out.
Done.
Just turn them on and off.
Yes. So ask something to Pony right now.
Pony, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Okay, fantastic. Adrian, how are you doing?
Tired but alive.
That's the problem.
See.
They missed the funny joke now.
What did he say? What was the funny joke?
Get ready, because now we'll hear it.
I said...
What's your funny joke?
I'm tired but alive.
I'm tired but alive. That was a better... That's the right level for that. Mm-hmm. Let me compare it with mine. Pretty good. I'd like mine to be as loud as yours, Rob.
Well, okay.
If that's possible.
I can make it louder. Would you like that?
Let's do mine. Yeah, I'd like mine louder.
Okay, go ahead.
So, all right, here we go. Let me hear yours.
Okay, and here's mine.
You turned yours down.
I did.
You turned yours down,
because
you sneaky bastard.
No, you said you wanted to be louder.
But no, you turned... No, I said I wanted to compare mine to yours. Turn yours up to where it was before.
All right.
Your board that you crank louder than anything in the studio. I'm watching his digital board right now. I'm seeing how he runs his board.
I have such an agenda when I get in
okay.
that I just want to be the loudest.
No, he's trying to make us better. Coach is in, and he's going to coach us up.
Okay.
I never get to see this.
Mm-hmm. So now
it's
you
really
want to hear my buzzer?
Neat. That's really kind of neat, that digital board. I like that.
Do you want to see the? Do you want to hear the buzzer?
I want that.
What? You want to hear the buzzer?
Yeah.
All right, here's my buzzer where it was.
All right.
And your buzzer is a little louder. I can make it louder. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's really loud.
Right, yeah, well, it's for when things are really wrong.
Yes, all right, so anyway, I know it's just when I'm not here. And
we've
here
had
for
that for a
days,
year, Mike.
So. Yeah, I know. Yes. I know we've had that. I never get a chance to really
I'm
look
happy
at
that you're
see.
Here because now you can feel my pain when something goes wrong and I look at those ham hands going after that board.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of tough. It's tough to do that, but I'm looking at it and I like it. I've been fascinated with this digital technology. Yes. You know what I like? I like there's not a big clunky board in front of him.
Very clean.
And I'm moving
no
in that
reel
direction,
to
too. I like that.
Yeah, no razor blades, no wax pencils.
No, mm-hmm. nothing.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that dynamically, that's what I would do. You set levels for everybody that's in here, and then you don't ride them.
My only concern with digital for you
is
that the life expectancy goes down.
As far as mine?
As far as yours.
Why?
Personal.
Because it would be stress-inducing?
Yeah, because I could see you somehow.
We could buy Omericare for it.
You would throw it, and then we wouldn't have a show.
I don't really throw as much as
what
I used
to. What about banging onto the desk? I've seen a lot of banging. You pick something up and bang it down.
I've done that with. I don't do that necessarily with the stuff that's breakable, like the Apple stuff. You know,
the last laptop you sent us, not the one that you just got, but the other one,
right,
had a dent on the side.
Yeah. Sorry, Andrew. I bought a computer. Okay. You know, excuse me. May I enlighten you as to the name that's on the corporation that you're working for? Okay. What's that? You know, okay. I bought a computer.
He got in touch with you. That's nice.
Yeah. I bought a computer. And yes, I'm sending it up. And it's like, well, you better do that. Yeah. I was planning on doing it. Was I not planning on sending that computer up to you?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
God, what's my middle name? Ebenezer Embezzle Mike?
Embezzle Mike.
What do you think I'm doing? Selling them on the black market so I can go to Atlantis?
Anyway, here's Mike's new delicious candy.
This opening is so inside, it's ridiculous.
Mike,
I bought a computer. I paid with it with the company because it's what I use for work every day of my life. And I'm sending the old one when it gets back for a more expensive repair than I thought.
Right.
That $96 repair is now. By the way, Apple servicing their stuff is a ripoff.
Two computers.
It is a ripoff. It is a ripoff.
Well, they said they're going to send out something flood.
Don't tell me something is $96 when it turns a week later into $450.
That's inflation.
Yeah.
By the way, what would have failed that would cause that
again,
that expensive
the way
repair?
That you handle electronics, anything's possible.
Oh, okay. Hey, thanks for that bulletin. Hold on. Now I got to go back into this one because this one's not set for me yet. There it is. But I can start the show. Can I, dude? Yes, Mike.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Norm, settle down.
I made my point?
You made your point.
If this were a memoir, I would put juicy things from my own life.
Right, right. Like what kind of things would you put in there that nobody knows?
I would tell about my wife. What a battle axe.
One's called their wife a battle axe since 1945.
Listen, come. How do you feel about a woman? She's supposed to be my life partner. I look in the mirror the other day and I says, honey, I look in the mirror and all I see is a fat, ugly old man. And I need you to give me a compliment. She says, all right then, your eyesight is damn near perfect. I said, you dirty dog. We have fights constantly.
Oh, do you?
Oh, and sometimes it bleeds over. Like, we were driving in a car. We went past a bunch of animals. There was a pig, a cow. So I say, hey, you see that pig, that cow, you know, horse? That remind you of any of your relatives? She says, yeah, my in-laws. I said, you dirty dog.
Oh, wow. What is going on?
I will say this.
What is going on?
I will say
this. This is a 1935 radio show.
I know. Well, let me say something more modern and stylish then.
Okay.
My wife went into a coma.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
The doctor said to me, you won't hear this from any 1935 comic. He says to me, there's one way to wake her up, but it's a little unconventional. You go in there and you have oral sex with her. I said, by God. He says, I've seen it work. I said, well, I'm willing to try. So I go in there. I'm in there about 5 minutes, and I come out. I said, Doc, she's choking.
This is weighed by the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools.
Save the best for last.
Michael Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Michael Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
Hey, we're live from the Fiverr Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, you are in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24-7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. Reach us at 888-920-MORE, just like Dirk Vastrick just did. That's 888-920-6673. We can take phone calls.
People really do call, and we really do answer.
Every day.
Anytime.
If you call us, we may take your phone call. But primarily, we do it tomorrow.
Yes, when we open the helpline.
Tomorrow, the helpline is open, and we're going to try. Can we try to start at 9 o'clock sharp?
Sure.
I'll try to make it on time.
Is that you were here early today.
Yeah.
Yeah? You were here before 9 o'clock?
Yeah.
Then we just kind of, we don't see each other like in person, so we're shooting the bull for like half an hour.
True enough.
That's what we do. But anyway, we're glad to have you with us on our show today, brought to you by That's It Fruit Bars and Veggie Bars. We love it. Let me tell you about these amazing bars that I found called That's It. That's It started with fruit, and they're now conquering the veggies. Let me tell you how amazing these fruit bars are.
Veggie bars are great.
They're amazing veggie bars. Gluten-free, kosher, vegan, and raw diet friendly. They're a great way to get one full serving of vegetables every day. They did it with fruit. They're doing it with veggies. Under 100 calories, and they fill you up, and you feel great when you eat them. They're super delicious. No added sugars or preservatives, and a great source of fiber. My favorite is the black bean and carrot. Oh, my God. It is fantastic.
Carrots make it sweet. It's really cool.
The big, bold flavor gets your veggies never tasting so good when you eat them. That's It is offering our listeners an amazing deal. Just go to thatsitfruit.com and enter the code TMOS at checkout to save 10% off your order. Do what we do. Try these new That's It veggie bars. You will love them. Again, go to thatsitfruit.com. Enter the code TMOS at checkout to save 10% off your order. Your taste buds and your body all over your body. We'll thank you. That's it.
That's it.
That's all right. What I wanted to tell you about. I decided yesterday, after the dust settled, and by the way, I'm sorry about moving that microphone, but after the dust settled with Florida, and I determined that I will have a home to go to.
And still all good news down there for you, right?
It's good news for me that the house is okay. It's not necessarily great news for people in the state of Florida that are still dealing with a tremendous flooding situation, including the one that Chad Myers at CNN really didn't talk about that much when he was too busy hyping the fact that Chris Cuomo was going to be up to his ass in water in Naples,
right,
which never happened, when the fact is they didn't call the fact that Jacksonville was going to be slammed with flooding. But the people that I my heart goes out to, and we're gonna get our act together here at TMOS and figure out a way that we can get a website link. And I just want to make sure I find out from the people down there what they really need before I start mentioning it. But I'd like to do something for the people there. There's a telethon tonight we'll tell you about. The people in the Keys, anybody who's ever been to the Keys, you look left, there's water. You look right, there's water. They were pretty well decimated. They still don't know if the bridges are structurally sound to get down there. Basically a two-lane road that goes in there. Mm-hmm. And just cool people. Oscar's been down there a bunch, mm-hmm, of times. Salt of the earth kind of people. And the people that are still suffering, and I think with this power situation, that's what we're all keeping our eyes on now, because the power is such a significant situation, especially when you consider the heat that they're dealing with and the humidity that they're dealing with right now. That's the tough part. And for people that are close to me, including the lady that watches my son, basically a member of our family, Carmen, down there, I just want to see the power get back on as soon as possible. You know, you watch these guys that work for the power companies, these PR pros.
Sure.
And I get a little shaky about what's really going down and what's going to happen. Not only haven't they gotten the power back on in South Florida, but they really are not clear on exactly when it's going to happen. And that's a scary situation for people down there. But when you consider the fact that this hurricane bisected the state and caused as much damage as it did, you're hearing a lot more people feel grateful than feel as though the disaster's hit. And for that, you have to be thankful. You, mm-hmm. you ultimately have to be thankful that things worked out. And that's the way I
but
feel.
But it's a weird situation because with the hurricane, it was a timed event that no one had any control over.
Right.
And now you're going to look, and I think you, we discussed this before the show, you're going to look at a lot of, oh yeah, one more day. One more day yeah, before they get it done.
And I'm not in any position. I'm comfortable, and I'm up here in Northern Virginia staying with my mom-in-law. And the fact is that I've been able to watch this from afar, and I want to do two things. I want to make sure that I go back to the state when I am told to go back, when right. it is appropriate to go back, and that, you know, with people that are desperate for infrastructure to be improved and for gasoline and for power. And they're both sources of power. But the fact is that's what they need right now down there. They need fuel, and they need the electrical grid to come mm-hmm. back on. And when you're living through something like this, you look at the media coverage as it begins to wane, which it will in the coming days. You're going to see how are they doing with the infrastructure, with the power grid down there, which was suspect on the West Coast where I live. Mm-hmm. So I'm waiting like everybody is right now. You know, you see good signs where you can get them, like the grocery store down the road from my house is open. And it's an amazing thing to be up here in Northern Virginia and be able to, like, get online and check different things out.
Right.
And stunning the way you can get information. The question is, down there, it might not be that way because you've got cell phone towers that have been knocked over as well. And I just want to see what's happening. And, you know, I've got a way of testing my equipment down there because an old technology boy over here, Oscar, gave me that webcam. And I'm pretty well sure that if
power
I've got,
comes back on, you'll be online.
Yeah. You know, or maybe not. I mean, depending on how the internet and you know, the cable and all that is. So we'll see. But I'm you know, look, all things considered, I'm very, very happy that things worked out the way they did.
Is it fair to say that you'll be here for at least September?
No, I think it's fair to say that as soon as the power comes back on, I'm going to find out if I can get out of Dodge, and I'd like to get back down. I'd like to get down there for two reasons. I'd like to get down there because I want to do what I can do, you know, through my church group and everything like that to help people in areas that maybe as far away as the Keys that have been really, really racked by this thing. And if you're down there, you can take your weekends and you can get down there and help people and figure out a way to do that.
Do you think you'll go down ahead of your wife and child?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Now, you know, so many unanswered questions when you don't know what the situation is.
I guess in my eyes, I think what you're doing now, especially because you're not 100% with your hips yet, is probably better than anything physical, right? He actually gets to put a message out there to people.
What?
So, you know, if you're going to go and help, I think of you with plywood and building stuff, and I know you're
saying
not,
that I'd hurt myself.
I'm just saying with you and actual.
Why does it always get back
physical
to that
activity?
You?
I mean,
I'm
probably
doing pretty, excuse me. I walked a mile down to Georgetown and walked a mile back up the hill. Mm-hmm. I'm doing better than I am. I'm handling the fourth floor, you know, location of my mother-in-law's condo in as good a way as I possibly
can. I take everything back. Hey, Omer, get the 2x4.
I'm doing okay.
Yeah. Can someone help me with this, please?
You know, they're saying that you don't want to overtax yourself.
No.
But,
we all use the toolbox that we are given, and your toolbox has a great voice.
Yes,
this you is can it. Get a message out.
I understand, Bruce.
Thank you, Bruce. Of course, Bruce.
I helped yesterday because I double-checked and triple-checked with my bride after we were done working here. I thought it was important to tap in to pop culture and make sure that I went out to see the hottest movie in cinema right now. And that, of course, is the movie It. Which I went to see because you know what? I bought into all the hype, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm here to tell you this is my review of the movie It. I think it lives up to the hype.
Really?
I think it was okay. Is it scary? No. It's not. It's not as scary as they said it was. It is a great kind of story. It's kind of
a great story. Would it be scarier if we hadn't already seen the story?
Here's what's, let me give great you question. I think for the purposes of
can we break and then we can have your review
for explanation? I will tell you my definition of what really scares me in a movie, and I'm not telling you that it is not a good movie. I thought it was a good movie. I'll come back and tell you what I liked about it, what I didn't like about it, and I think it's a pretty decent flick. So we'll talk about that when we come back. Lots more fun and more thrills. Happy anniversary, Carl. We'll be right back.
There's a lot more to listen to this fall on the new TMOS app with more laughs.
More phone calls on Wide Open Wednesdays.
More stories about Gramps. More football picks from Nikki Diamond.
Yeah, baby!
More attempts from Gary Stein to sell some t-shirts. More awkward transitions from Cake and Cookies. WABC. And more hard-hitting questions from Marcus Cerna.
You like movies about gladiators?
Plus, there's the wedding of Oscar and Shannon, TMOS Live and the Big Easy, and maybe new episodes of Tech 411. It's a new season this fall, and you can get it all with the new TMOS app. Download it today, and you'll be
in the know.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Quip. Here's something to chew on. A recent study showed that good oral health impacts your overall health, but still, most of us don't brush our teeth properly, but you can start brushing better today. Introducing Quip. Q-U-I-P, that is the new company that's refreshing the way people brush their teeth. Quip is an electric toothbrush that packs premium vibration and timer features into an ultra-slim design. I love the design oral care system at half the cost of bulkier brushes. And by the way, this is much like our friends that took on Big Razor. This is now Big Tooth.
It's Big Tooth.
Quip is wonderful. It's sleek. It's elegant. Imagine if Apple designed a toothbrush, but without the big price tag. And I love the way they're doing this. It's backed by leading dentists and was named one of Time Magazine's best inventions of 2016. They also won a 2016 GQ Grooming Award and made it on Oprah's 2017 New Year's O List. Best of all, Quip starts at just $25. And you can subscribe for new brush heads on a dentist recommended 3-month plan for just $5, including free shipping. Go right now to getquip.com/TMOS to get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. You heard right. Your first refill pack is free at getquip.com/TMOS. That's getquip, getquip.com/TMOS. Support TMOS by supporting Quip. It will be the love at first brush when you see this. It's a wonderful product.
It has the greatest holder.
Yes.
It sticks right to your mirror. It doesn't leave a residue. It just attaches to your mirror. So your toothbrush is right there, not laying on
the
side.
Can you bring yours in the next time you, because I left mine in Florida, unfortunately.
Yes, I love it. I also love the timing feature.
I'm
going to
order
me a toothbrush.
That's another thing. When I'm talking about where I'm going, where I'm coming, I got Harry's shave cream that they said, UPS, do you want it delivered here? Do you want to go premium UPS and have it delivered to whatever location you happen to be at? I said, are you exploiting me during the hurricane UPS? Are you trying to work me to get a little, like, 1 month free? They said they'd offer you free premium UPS subscription service, and then they could deliver it anywhere. I'm not sure, but I just got a little pang of maybe somebody's doing a little conjuring.
You
got to
watch
hurricane.
Out. There was price gouging. People do that.
Yeah, but not UPS.
No. Well, I would trust USPS above UPS. UPS, what has Brown done for me? They gouged me on prices.
Well, I'll just have to wait. Getting back to the movie It. Yes. So I went out to the Alamo, is it the Alamo Draft House?
That's what it's called right there in Ashburn. Mm-hmm.
Ultra modern, like everything out in Ashburn.
Where you had your big to-do with Patton, right?
That's where I had the most embarrassing moment in a movie theater when they said, oh, he had his cell phone on and it's ringing. Mm-hmm. And then I went to shut it off and I dropped it. And I was late for the screening anyway. And I was there with a celebrity, a major movie guy, Patton. By the way, Patton's found love.
Yes, he has.
Tough to get in touch with Patton. Mm-hmm. I don't correspond like I did.
He's in the honeymoon period.
Yeah, the honeymoon period right now. I reach out. I want to just get a little something.
Do you
back.
Remember, Oscar, when we were kids, the movie The Journey of Natty Gann?
No.
It was a depression.
Remember, you're older than me.
Well, yeah, but it sort of fell into your childhood as well.
It was probably in Bolivia.
Mm-hmm. Disney movie about a depression era young lady who went on an adventure with a pet wolf.
Mm-hmm.
Her name, I believe, is Meredith Salinger. That's his girlfriend.
Yeah,
now.
I'm happy for Patton, and I'd love to get him
She's
back on the show.
She's famous, too?
Sometime.
Yeah. Child
shocking.
Star.
Yeah, and so the movie...
It's pretty.
The movie It is... as far as I'm concerned, scary is not necessarily CGI graphics that scare you.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the knocks on the movie It, and I don't want to give anybody, there's no spoiler alert, everybody knows the
story.
Yeah,
there was a miniseries 25 years ago, most people know the
clown did it.
But the clown, they don't let the clown have enough dialogue. They do too many special CGI effects with the clown. With that said, it still works because the CGI is pretty unique,
okay,
and innovative. But I would I would be one of the people that said, give the actor, excuse me, I hate doing that, give the actor that plays Pennywise, the clown, give him some more scary dialogue.
Peel back
a
layer, though, with the story, because Pennywise is only one manifestation of...
Yeah, there's several scary manifestations of the clown.
So do you think they need to rely more on the clown for more scares?
Yeah, I think you have more. You just have more of the clown being around and like being part of it. And
the first scene that I saw it online, the scene in the sewer.
The scene,
pretty well done.
The opening scene may be the scariest scene. Mm-hmm. It's because it's this quiet dialogue, and I think I would have liked to see more of that. With that said, it's got kind of a overcome your fears storyline to it, and I liked it. I liked the movie, but with that said, there were parts of the movie, you know, where the adults, there's kind of a pedophile, sexual abuse thread in this with one of the young girls, which is kind of a, you know, horrible thing. But that's part of the book. That's, I think, right?
Could they have excised it from the movie and the movie would have been okay?
I'm not going to nitpick because I think the movie overall was riveting. I thought it was entertaining and I did not check my watch, and it's a long movie.
Is it long, over 2 hours?
And I'm not sure. I don't know exactly how long with trailers, how long the movie was, but I will tell you that it deserves the hype that it's getting, because right now probably the best thing that's out there, and I enjoyed every minute of it. But what I didn't enjoy is when you are going to see a movie like It, which is about a clown murdering children, and you go to the theater on a Tuesday, on a Monday afternoon, and you see the Creep Patrol coming into the theater before you, you get a creep vibe. Because, by the way, anybody who looked at what I was wearing yesterday, I had sneakers, gym shorts, and
a trench coat,
and a gym t-shirt on yesterday, which when when I come into the studio and I'm going to go right back home, it's not a big deal.
It's fine.
When I'm out in public, like doing things, I look like somebody that might be driving around in a Good Humor truck and I don't have any ice cream.
You put yourself into a situation, and sometimes it's because you're doing a favor for somebody. When you take a step out and look at yourself where you're at, you look like an amazing creep.
That's when you're moving or painting or doing something and you walk out of your house getting ready to get dirty, right?
Yeah, well, I only became aware of this is when I walked into Alamo, which is a different movie experience because they don't have concessions in the front. They have waiters.
They have a bar.
Waiters and waiters. But the actual box office is this tiny little area. So
just
it was
desk,
me
and
a guy in front of me, another single guy that was buying a ticket, another middle-aged guy.
Had Monday afternoon off.
Had his Monday off, and he was a combination. The guy looked like seriously a combination of like Butterbean, Rofo, and John Wayne Gacy.
I'm guessing it's not the first time he saw the movie either.
It might
have been a return visit.
There is a way that certain individuals wear jeans that just screams, did I just get out of a mental institution? And
they're unaccustomed to denim.
And I mean, only because we're going in to see this movie and I'm really like looking at this guy up and down, and then he turns back around and he got his ticket, and I'm right in back of him. And I don't know if I can articulate this. I have to communicate it with a look. He buys his ticket.
Right.
Like Oscar's me. Mm-hmm. Okay. So all I'm seeing is
back
his
of his
folds
head.
Of flesh
oh.
on the back of his head. And he buys his ticket, and he's got to shoot down towards where you are, Rob.
All right.
And he buys his ticket, and he gets his thing. Thank you. And he looks at me
he
like that.
He means you. Like, oh. He side-eyes you.
He side-eyed me.
Sidelong glance.
Why are you siding at me? I'm just in the theater buying a
ticket.
What
he's doing?
You dick.
He's looking to make a connection.
Yeah. And then so I go in.
Do you like the pedophilia subplot? I like the pedophilia subplot.
It was creepy. It was weird. But the thing about it is, I don't know the rules at the Alamo Draft House.
Don't talk.
And the last time I was at the Alamo Draft House, I screwed up completely with the rules. So I go in paranoid to start with. They go in. You have a little computer screen. They show you. Say, what seat would you like? I'm like, and then suddenly I go into
panic mode.
The panic mode of choosing. You know, it's like, oh well, there's so many open ones. It's a Monday after. I like that one. That's close to like when you first walk in. I said, well, what do you think's good? I'm such an idiot.
You asked that.
I'm a dope.
To the disinterested teenager.
Let me tell you, I was uncomfortable
What's
in the
best
environment.
Seat in the house?
I was uncomfortable
Wish
in
she
the
has
theater.
The most farts.
I don't know if you remember this, but I used to be something of a famous broadcaster.
I would
love to know what is the best seat.
I was uncomfortable.
Please.
But I remember I said,
go for an aisle. And then I
picked an aisle seat.
Attaboy.
And then I said to the guy, I said, where are the concessions? And the guy looks at me and he goes, there's waiter service in there, sir. excuse me, well, I haven't been to your theater.
Did
I haven't been to your she theater
Tom
yet,
Hanks
you
know? Laugh when you asked for the concessions.
you moron.
You really don't know where you are, do you?
You could order popcorn.
He said, they're waiter service. And I'm like, waiter. And so I hadn't had my lunchy lunch, and it's like 12. The movie starts at 12. It's like 12:10.
Okay.
So here I am late again.
Right.
Because I'm driving through Aspern and, you know, trying to find exactly where this place is.
But plenty of free parking at this theater.
It's such a weird wasteland of overdevelopment. But anyway, so I get out
my
there.
My hometown.
And, it's like, how much new can they build? Tell me why they continue to build new, but they don't build real infrastructure for people
there's demand,
to get from point A to point B.
Because the peep, Mike, it's big.
I know there's demand.
Yeah, but we can't build the roads. It's easier to build houses.
Yeah.
Well, there's no money in roads.
Developers, that is.
Why do you sound like you're the developer?
Big developer.
We'll build the homes because of demand, but we don't need the roads. Harder to build. More expensive. Let them live inconveniently.
Too much red tape.
Do you know what happened? It's all over again. It's what happened when they built FedEx Field. They found cheap land and they built a huge stadium and no roads to serve.
Yeah, they build the houses and the condos and the townhouses, mm-hmm. and they don't build. They build a two-lane road that goes in and out of it, and then they coagulate every drone on six lanes of and it's not adequate.
And they sit in their big office with their big feet up on their big desk, lighting cigars with $10 bills.
It's very, very frustrating. But I got out there, and when I sat down, I'm still.
Isn't it nice
awkward.
That one? I mean, look, all the BS aside,
yes.
that one loud. And shopping center is beautiful.
It's nice.
Well, I didn't get a chance to really experience it.
Oh, they have
it,
all these restaurants. You can
sit outside.
Yeah,
it looks like on a Friday
it's
night,
fun.
It'd be a pretty cool place to be there.
Big space for a carnival if you need it.
It's it was fine. But I got in there.
It's
and,
fine.
But they said, so I go in and I'm like, oh, okay, they have waiter service. And I know, I remember from the last time I was there, I've been there three times. Once for patent screening, once to just go out on a date with my wife where we went there and got our eat on and had a great time. And I remember, oh, yeah, they have the good food here.
Yeah, they do.
And so I sit down and they have, I guess, a reclining seat. I'm told, right? They have reclining seats.
I believe they're more rockers. Like they can.
Well,
lean
they
back
well
out.
Nothing was rocking. I thought I saw a lady down the street that was reclined, and suddenly I go. And I don't want to be that guy because the trailers are on, but I'm like, where's the button?
Got to be a button.
Where's the button?
Is it on the side of your hip?
I don't know.
You never found it?
Never found the button.
Oh, no.
So hold on. I never find the button. And then I look and I'm like, okay. I think the guy said, yeah, you just write down what you want. And the waiter will come by and take that, and they'll bring you your food.
You put a little slip of paper. It's almost like in a railing.
Well, that's fine. And I found the so I looked in front. I was like, okay, let me see what they've got. And I pull out a little piece of paper and said, place your order here. And what they I don't see anything else. And I have a pencil, and I have a little, but I don't know what they're serving.
Oh, so you didn't,
I'm a rube.
You didn't
I'm a
know.
Total idiot.
Did
listen
you not
to me.
See the
I'm not
thick
experienced
menu?
With this overthought, smart Waze app theater
it's
that I'm in.
There's really, really like a menu
where
the size
the
of
menu?
A like the
where?
Size of a
where
Rand
is it?
McNally
where
Atlas.
Is it?
There's a shelf
where?
Under
yeah.
yeah
there, where's the shelf, Rob?
Under the comp.
It's under
the
comp. You've
but
been
the
there
book
five,
is huge.
You've been hold on. You've been there 500 times. Where's the shelf? Hidden underneath the it's hidden.
It's in its place.
And they don't want to hide it. They don't want to hide it from you. They want you to find it and use it.
Well, no, but it's hidden under the table.
What you should have done is written on the little slip
dark.
Of paper.
It's dark.
Right on the slip of paper. Help me.
Help
I require
me.
Assistance.
Help me. Let me out. I am afraid. Please help
Popcorn,
me.
Popcorn, please, sir.
And then I and but
my
the,
kingdom for a diet coke.
But the cool thing is you got a little light underneath.
Yeah but you and, know what? The light is inadequate.
No, I said the guy came by and I said, excuse me, do you have menus? And I got the second one of the
side eye.
Where another, not no. This wasn't side. This was more like giggle from the guy at the front.
Right.
And he goes, and he reaches like in one movement. He goes,
Ta-da!
And the hidden menu that I had.
Imagine,
and then I look, and it's like 500 craft beers, and all of a sudden, and they have a little shrimp po' boy. And I said, that's pretty good for the fat man who's stress eating during Hurricane Irma. And so I ordered the shrimp po' boy. And I said, you just write down your order, and you place it up in the... And he's off. I'm right. Like, place it what? Place it where? Where do I place it? And I, because I don't want to, I've got people directly in back
right.
of me. So I don't want to go, it's like,
it's eaten. I need my sandwich.
It's eating time in your
sandwich.
Little conjuring, your little
I'm
fun
hungry.
Theater. How about just a concession stand? Give me some nachos. Let me sit my fat ass down. But anyway, so I write it down, and then I see a little place to sit the square of paper.
Slip.
And then they're really good there, like
fast.
For running back and forth and ducking so you can see the film.
Efficient.
And then I was riveted to the movie, and it was I give the experience a it's a little pricey. A little
expensive. It is. You pay for the convenience.
But I mean, but overall, it was pretty good. But then I was told by my mother-in-law that this Cobb Theater is better than the Alamo.
Cobb is, you're not going to have your
in-seat
service.
You go to like
service.
5 million movies, so I'm curious what it is.
Cobb has not got the in-seat service, but they've got a great concession stand. They do have real food that you can order there. They've got a lounge. They've
see,
got a bar.
See, to me, and
you
I said
you can bring
this,
beer into the theater
yeah,
there.
Yeah, see, I said this to my mom. I'm my mother-in-law. I said, I am very, very comfortable with the idea of going into the theater, especially if you get there before the credits start.
That's the way to do it.
And ordering your chow as opposed to having to stand in a concession line.
And Alamo also does a better job of pre-show stuff. It's not all just previews. They have classic cuts from YouTube and stuff like that that relate to the film. They do a really nice job there. But I will say the Cobb is the
it's
place.
It's really nice. You know, it's like you got the shrimp po' boy, you got a Diet Coke, you got a great movie, and a it was fantastic. It was really, really
from
fantastic.
That guy that was in front of you.
Yeah, he was really nice,
Mike. That's why they say
he was really, really nice.
That's why they say you'll remember the Alamo.
That's it. But anyway,
the Cobb was the site of one of my all-time greatest drunks that I didn't realize was happening.
Oh, when you drank the large beer.
Well, it was. I didn't realize it was a triple bock, and I just kept reordering them. And it was during a screening of an Elvis movie. And by the time Elvis sang Mary in the Morning, I was literally crying because it was so pretty. And Carrie said, why are you being like this? And I looked at the menu, and I realized I had drunk the equivalent of a case of beer while I was sitting there.
Well, I give it a total thumbs up. Go see it. You will enjoy it. If you're looking for terror... No, you know what terror is, and I still measure all movies.
Yeah,
Silence of the Lambs is terror
because it's mental.
That is terribly frightening. A clown with like crazy graphics that has all sorts of like bug teeth coming out of his mouth, that doesn't scare me as much.
I hear from a lot of people. There's some real solid laughs in it.
It's a funny. It's the kid. The cast is.
Man, I gotta go.
Think Stranger Things. It's got that kind of cast.
Oh, I like that.
It's really, really good. And I will tell you one last thing. And this is maybe a spoiler alert.
Okay,
right?
Turn down.
Oh, don't ruin it for us. It's the first weekend.
All right, it's F. K-N. All right? That's what I want to leave you with. F-K-N. This is not a spoiler alert, Oscar.
F-K-N.
When you go see it this weekend, and now you're both going to be in the theater, and if you go see it this weekend, you're probably going to laugh out loud, okay?
Right. Okay, good.
F-K-N stands for Fat Kids Nipples.
Sorry. And we have a name for the show.
There you go.
All right, very good.
Nipples. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
And the Lord spoke to his people, providing them these 10 commandments. Thou shalt not worship false podcasts. Thou shalt not use the name of Mike in vain. Honor thy father and mother by buying them a TMOS bonus package. Thou shalt not kill Oscar on Facebook. Thou shalt not steal Rob's little sounds. Thou shalt not covet Mike's wife. We pray in the name of Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. Download in peace.
Dan, put down the tablets and take out the trash.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Let me ask you a question. Do you have the Griblies? Do you have the Griblies?
Oh, no.
Then you know the misery that can be caused by the scourge of athlete's foot. Luckily, Lee McInnes of Augusta, Georgia, saved himself. He bought a 4-pack of Dr. Scholl's foot powder through the TMOS Amazon portal. Lee says, now I can walk around with cool, dry feet. Do you have gribbly feet? It cost me half of what I would have paid at the local chain drugstore. That will remain nameless, but it was actually CVS. You see that? We actually told you we wouldn't mention the name, and then we did. So be smart, like Lee McInnes. Amazon really does have everything, so rest those properly medicated feet and point and click your way to health. I will give a prize to, in the next month,
yes,
to the most disgusting malady that an Amazon purchaser sends to us. Mm. If you have something really nasty and you don't mind sharing it, please buy something for your condition. And you know we've got a lot
and
of
we
skin
just,
issues.
We can do just first names. Because I don't want people to be put off.
Yeah, yes, we're not going to completely.
ShoppingAmazon.com through our portal changes nothing for you, but it means the world to this show. So be like Lee with the gorgeous Tootsies. Do your shopping at Amazon, and please access it via TMOS. Use the app or go through our website now. Go spend money and spend a lot of it. Yesterday, we just touched the surface of Mr. Rob Spiewak's secondary job, his moonlighting that he's doing out at the Tuscarora Minutemen High School.
Mike, it's the Huskies.
Yeah, okay. So the Tuscarora Tomahawks, who are really set to
go. Singing Tomahawks.
Will you be? I was wondering, was I driving in today? Will you be off this weekend?
No, we have a game this weekend.
You got another home game?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You should come out, man.
How much time do the Wolverines take of your week?
The Wolverines? Yeah. I would say outside of the game.
Yeah.
I'd say maybe half an hour.
Not bad.
No.
That's not bad. Not bad at all.
I show up. They've got the rosters for me. I show up. It's a 7 o'clock game. I'll show up at 6. And
do you want me to do more stuff for you?
Absolutely. We'll do it on Friday. Yeah,
definitely.
I'd love to do that.
Yeah.
So you go out there and you're the PA announcer. You've made it to, you did middle school like lacrosse
or something? No, I did JV lacrosse.
JV lacrosse, which I thought was a well beneath you as a gig. But I understand what you were doing.
You had to work your way up.
Yeah. You were earning it. You were paying
your stripes.
Paying your dues.
Did freshman football, did JV football, did one varsity game last season, but it was a good one. It was homecoming.
Were you auditioning, do you think?
I think there might have been a little bit of an audition factor there, but there was a lot of copy for homecoming because halftime the whole court has to come out and they all have bios and everything, and it was a stack of paper, but we got through it and it went well, so I think that speaks well to why.
How big is your team?
My team?
Your team in the broadcast booth.
I have one spotter.
Okay. And what's his name?
Well, it's usually Rob Chubbuck, but he was out of town because...
Oh, where's Mrs. Chubbuck?
Mrs. Chubbuck's in the stands rooting, and
does
Jillian...
she ever spot for you?
No, she's never spotted. I don't know if she's...
I'd let her spot. I'd let her spot for me.
You'd be nice.
Spot. What's your first name?
I'm not even going to tell you.
It's Elise.
You call her Mrs. Chubbuck.
Celine.
Celine Chubbuck.
Is it Linda Chubbuck?
No, it's Kristen Chubbuck.
Kristen
Chubbuck.
Be nice.
Me. Spot me, Kristen.
Spot me. Leave your husband. Spot me.
Quit talking about her spotting.
Mrs. Chubbuck.
They were out of town because their son Jason got married. No, Adam. I'm sorry. Adam got married over the weekend.
They have 11 children, right?
They have 14 children.
14 children.
And they do. And Jillian is a one of the assistants for the team. Their daughter works for the team.
So it's the Tuscarora Huskies?
Yes.
Do they have a cheerleading squad?
They do. And they're excellent.
Go, Jabari. Let's go. That was those were my cheerleaders. I had two groups of cheerleaders that I remember vividly. My Glastonbury High School cheerleaders.
And these were just the cheerleaders that cheered for you?
My personal cheer section. When I graduated, it's like, let's go, Mike, let's go. Let's go, Jabari, let's go. G-Berry was Glastonbury. And then...
I thought he was an old intern we had.
Hold on. And then
Oh, that was Jabari.
I'm trying to think. We had two different kinds of cheerleaders. I don't have my... access to everything. I was going to give because I was going to play a clip from the American University cheerleaders. the American University cheerleaders were different than the Glastonbury High School cheerleaders.
More spirited?
Yes, more spirited.
Mm.
Yes. They were thicker.
Mm.
They
were all.
They were sturdier.
Right.
And it was an interesting group. Maybe next week I'll play you a clip from the American
are
University.
Are cheerleaders in high school now more progressive?
In what way?
Like are they dancing and cheering, or is it still like a pom-pom team and a cheerleader?
I tell you
team?
What, there is a male cheerleader, Dawson, who can do flips.
Matt Dawson?
No, it's Dawson Orlowski.
That's Dotson.
Oh, Dotson.
Yeah, but they're very, very, they have the cheering down, and there's some dancing. There's some of the pyramid work.
Yes.
Where they do that. Yeah, it's fun. It's good stuff.
But is it cheerleaders and pom-poms?
No, I think it's combined.
It's just cheerleaders.
Yes. Yeah, the varsity cheerleading
squad.
And I think that it probably, you could probably take the squad and
drop
them.
Do they have the dance team that comes out At halftime?
No, the marching band is at halftime. And there's some of the, you know, the spinning of the wooden rifles with that.
And that's part of the marching band.
That is. That is. And they're going
I think I
I'm
may
just thinking
have.
Of how budget cuts have cut these programs.
I just want to see if I've got it.
Not a lot of budget cuts in Loudoun.
No, I believe that.
Hold on, let me see if I
remember growing up, there was the pom-pom team, and there was cheerleaders, and there was the dance team. There were three separate teams.
I think that you could take anything that they do and drop it maybe 30 years ago, and it would fit in just fine.
Okay.
It's not going to work. I'm sorry.
Pony, what did you have? You're one of the youngest of our crew.
We had a cheerleader squad. We had color guard, and then we had these dancers.
It's always color with you.
Way overly sexualized.
The dancing ones.
Yeah.
You didn't
yeah.
like that. Too sexual
for
you.
I thought it was great.
Okay. Diego, what did you have?
We had your run-of-the-mill cheerleaders, but the fun thing we had was the step team.
Oh, nice.
Remember the step team?
Sure. You went to high school in Atlanta, right?
No. Still in Virginia.
Let me see. I think I may have found a clip of the American University cheerleading school. Let me see.
A historically black high school.
I'm going to cover my ass, and when I get through, I'm going to beat your ass, and I'm going to take
How dare you, Mike? That's not appropriate.
Sorry, that's not appropriate.
How dare you?
That's
Give
terrible.
Me an A.
That's terrible. I'm very, very sorry.
I would like a step team.
I think I played the wrong.
You gonna give me that?
I think
you
I played the wrong clip. I think I played
I think,
the wrong
I think
clip.
You clearly have.
I'd like to apologize for playing the wrong clip.
Was that Glastonbury?
I'm sorry. I'm very, very sorry. I apologize.
Mike, it's a live radio
show. Yes, that was the Glastonbury too. That's right.
You won't know me.
Sounds like his step team.
Hey, Diego, you gotta get my eye contact with Rob, or else he's never gonna turn on your mic. He just
and
never
maybe
will.
Not even then. So anyway,
so be quick,
talking,
poke him. You know what, Diego? Next time you see a car antenna off an old car, break it off, and then
tag me.
You can actually telescope it out and tip and tag Rob when you're ready.
Hold on, Rob.
Mike,
we got 3 full minutes where we can listen to some of your stuff. Right. Let's listen to your actual.
All right, here is
clip.
The welcome, and this actually features your voice.
All right, here we go.
This is the band on the field before the game.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Tuscarora High School. And now, please welcome your PA announcer.
Can't
Robert
believe you used
Stewart.
That.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Tuscarora High School, where tonight your Huskies take on the Titans of T.C. Williams High School. As members of the Potomac District, Region 5A North, and the Virginia
blah,
High
blah,
School
blah,
League,
all the rules.
We remind you of the high standards of sportsmanship we expect from those in attendance towards the participants and officials for tonight's
All right, hold
contest.
On. Stop right there. What liberty do you have to rewrite that? That's got to be rewritten.
Yeah.
That's Northern Virginia through and
drone
through.
On,
that
drone
is,
on,
that
drone
is
on.
Nerd speak.
That is the only script they give me. And so,
can you pre-tape it and fast forward and be like, "We gotta get it. We gotta get past."
I would just
stuff.
No. I would simplify that. You know, please exercise sportsmanship with a. But I mean, I guess that's.
I think it's countywide. I think.
What
it's
about some right. music?
I could do music,
like really, like spice it up. Not that.
No, no, not that. I don't think that. And then after that comes the national anthem.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise to honor America.
Fun to do. Yeah.
For the rendering of our national anthem, we are pleased to present the Tuscarora High School Marching Huskies, led by Miss Katie Newmiller.
Can you actually replay that part where you're introducing
the front of it?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, I just want.
Ladies and gentlemen,
what kind of music can you
put please behind? Rise to honor America. Tonight, for the rendering of our national anthem, we are pleased to present the Tuscarora High School Marching Huskies, led by Miss Katie Newmiller.
Okay, we're not going to subject
good game.
You to that. It was fun. Hey, well done. We did pretty well there, didn't we? He didn't even know what I was going to do. This
had
good.
A hunch where he was headed.
Show's working right now.
This is another tape. This is good. This features another mic announcement and a Tuscarora touchdown, okay? All right,
we'll take it. Complete,
compressed it, though.
Lamont Williams. And the Huskies take it over on down.
The concession stand is still open, featuring the best hot dogs in Northern Virginia. Please be generous and support your Tuscarora Huskies.
How great!
drop that in as they're
Yankee
changing.
Guy. Yeah, the Yankee guy. I just hurt my tooth.
26-yard line. Ball carried by number 7, Jalen Lundy. Lundy. Second and 12.
Touchdown coming up.
Let's go!
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, there's that dad. That dad sounded lit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Love the sound effect.
The horn is great. So they ended up winning 24-14, which brings them to 2-1. One joke that
who'd they lose to?
The Titans. Oh. Remember the Titans? Oh. Not so much anymore. T.C. Williams, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The Titans. All right. So Tuscarora is 2-1.
Tuscarora 2-1. They beat the Titans 24-14. This was one joke that I did for Julia's benefit. She's a member of the Latin Club, and she asked for me to do a Latin Club sort of mention up in the PA booth, and I did this.
This score update is brought to you by the Tuscarora High School Latin Club. They'd like to remind you the score. Titans. V-I-I. Huskies, I. Let's hear it for the Tuscarora Latin Club.
You did that on your own?
Yeah,
that is great.
So with the Latin Club, we'll get a liner every week. All right, yeah,
so
it's a lot of
let's
fun.
Talk about crowds. How do we, right now, you see it a 5:30 game, so you have diminished crowd because everyone's on the access road.
Exactly.
So no one's going to be at the game
7
at
o'clock 5:30. Kick on Friday, it's going to be big.
7:30 is going to be big.
And 7 o'clock.
Who are they taking on Friday?
I think it's Broad Run.
Broad Run from down south.
No, forgive me. Broad Run comes later in the season. It's the Woodgrove Wolverines.
Where the hell are they from? Where's Woodgrove from?
I don't know where Woodgrove
Wolverine!
Is. And also, I have
Red
to
Dawn.
Say, I will say this since we have a moment. Thank you to Alex Bollinger, who is the quarterback for the freshman team. He was my spotter this week, and he knew the game backwards and forwards. He made it really, really easy for me. So thank you, Alex. You did a great job.
Woodgrove High School football. Here we go. All right, let me see. They're from Purcellville.
Oh, so that's right up the road.
Woodgrove, yes.
Go Wolverines!
They have, their coach is Mike Skinner and...
Principal Skinner.
Yeah, Principal Skinner. There you go. And they're the Wolverines?
Yes.
All right, so then they're playing... I love Tuscarora's logo.
Yeah.
That's such a cute little doggy.
You won't go to a game this Friday.
Huh? Come on out.
Come on.
I don't know. I never know what I'm going to do.
Hey, there's room in the booth for you.
No,
come on up.
I don't think
no,
so.
No, you can watch from the booth. You don't have to talk.
Okay.
Just come on up.
No, but I like the idea of like, I'd like you recording instead of playing on the show.
They've got great concessions.
Really?
Fruit by the foot. Sure. Are you a fan?
I'd like to, I'd like to make one announcement to be like, yeah. I'd like to do a Michael Buffer. Maybe he'd sue me.
It's not a dot edu, Mike.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Let's cut that out of the podcast.
We'll take a break, ladies and gentlemen. Come back with the news you may not need. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Cake. And cookies.
Hey, guess who's still listening to the Rob and Katie Show?
Hello, this is Zach Zabrowski, and I'm still listening to Cake and Cookies.
Hi, this is Kevin Mode, and I'm still listening.
Hi, I'm Zach Wheaton, and I'm still listening.
This is Liz Galelli, and
they're all
I'm
with
still
it on
listening.
A Monday.
Hi, I'm Michael Jackson, and I'm still listening.
Shamon,
and I'm still listening.
I'm Paul Horner, and I'm a crumb. I'm still listening, and you better be too.
Hi, this is the internet's Steve Mermelstein, and I'm still listening.
Hi, I'm Mike Pallett, and I'm still listening to the Cake and Cookie Show.
So tune in this week, and pretty soon you won't be sick of it either. What?
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
What?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, you know that the biggest challenge in running a business is finding the best talent. Adrian, how difficult is it for you when you're in the hotel biz to get the right people to come on board to work that desk at the series of hotels that your company runs?
Impossible, Mike. We actually have a saying that say, good people know good people, which means that good workers, they know other good workers.
There you go. And that's why they should use ZipRecruiter.
Yes.
ZipRecruiter posts. That was a nice tip in there.
Very well done.
ZipRecruiter posts your job to 100-plus job sites with just a click. Then their powerful technology matches the right people to your job better than anyone else. Why? ZipRecruiter is different. That's why they are. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding finding you. It finds them. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within a day. No juggling emails or phone calls. Simply screen, rate, and manage. Manage. Candidates all in one place with ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use dashboard. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. Right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Remember to try it for free. Just go one more time to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS.
News.
Boo.
Can I jump in for one thing real quick, Mike?
Please do.
Oscar, you mentioned what he needed was a broken car antenna.
Yes.
Before the days of laser pointers, you used to have these for presentations.
Oh, look at that. There
don't hit go. Me too hard.
Look
Just
at that.
Just tap him gently on the shoulder.
And if what you say isn't funny, I'm taking the pointer away.
All right, he's tapping you, which means he has to say something.
Okay, your microphone is on.
I like this idea, Rob. Great idea.
All right, thank you.
I regret it already. I regret this whole path in life.
Let me hit my swoosh again. I need a louder swoosh, I guess. Anyway, an impressive list of celebrities will be on the telethon for Irma and Harvey tonight to raise money for the victims of Harvey and Irma. They include, here's the celebrity list.
Okay.
You want to watch that. By the way, it's going to be tonight at 9 o'clock, 8 to 9, and it's going to be everywhere.
On every
network. Lots of different places. Justin Bieber, Drake, Reese Witherspoon, Jamie Foxx, Blake Shelton, Billy Crystal, Robert De Niro, Sofia Vergara, Michael Strahan, Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, Al Pacino, Justin Timberlake, Travis Scott, Dave Matthews, Jon Stewart, Chris Paul, Demi Lovato, Diddy, and Leo DiCaprio.
Pretty good lineup.
The show airs live from L.A., New York, and Nashville from 8 till 9 Eastern, and it won't be hard to find. In addition to ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox, it's airing on more than a dozen other networks. You're playing the Jerry music.
Hey, hey!
Yeah!
It's me, Leo DiCaprio!
Including MTV, BET, and CMT. Please help my state of Florida out, and Texas as well. It'll also be on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. So should be a very, very good show. And
but no Norm Crosby.
Nah. How you doing? I guess you're in some inundated with some water, huh? I get a little sticky wicked there. Any critters? Any snakes?
Any clackety lackety?
Any clackety lackety? yeah. Good luck. Good luck with your recovery.
Get that. She's choking.
Get that power on. A new study out of Boston University found that eating fast food, listen up, listeners, it can actually protect you from getting skin cancer.
Hey!
How about that? Is that a win?
It is.
Man!
Well, here's why. They say there's a fatty acid in fast food items like burgers and fries that makes your skin stronger and helps it fight off melanoma. So if you eat like a burger and fries, you don't need any sunscreen.
That's true.
How about that, huh?
Is that big fast food telling you that? I wonder how that happens.
I'm not sure. It's
I
at also Boston wonder, University.
I also I wonder yeah. how many people that are eating that much fast food is getting any sunlight anyway.
Sorry
Bless
about
you.
That. Sorry about it. Of course, the big caveat is that fast food is not good for you in pretty much every other way. But when it comes to skin cancer, yes, it can help you out. That's from BU, Boston University.
Man.
BU!
They can make you feel better.
Hey, you're going to have your double milkshake. You might be out of the sun. here are the happiest. We do this, I think, every year. It seems to me I've been doing this for 30 years, so I think I remember this. These are the happiest and saddest states in America. All right. You want the worst or the best? You want the happiest or the saddest?
I want the saddest.
All right. Here are the 10 least happy states. There they are again. West Virginia.
Oh,
womp womp.
Yeah, I'll be in that state today. Happy anniversary. Oklahoma, Louisiana, Alabama, Arkansas, Mississippi. There's Mississippi again.
Yeah.
Every year. What's with that? Come on. Kentucky, Missouri, Tennessee, and Alaska is not a happy state because it's so dark up there.
Yeah,
for
I suppose.
So long.
I'm surprised so about Tennessee. So I'm surprised about Tennessee.
Here are the happy states: New Hampshire, Wisconsin, Iowa.
Yes.
Hello, KCJJ.
Woo! Hi there.
South Dakota, New Jersey.
Yeah, Dan O'Brien.
New Jersey, Nebraska, California, Hawaii, no surprise there, Utah, and number one, Minnesota.
Really? Minnesota Nice, right?
People in Colorado get the most sleep. Vermont is the safest state. North Dakota has the highest income growth. I think it's a big oil up there that does that. And the lowest long-term unemployment rate. Minnesota didn't top any of those lists, but they made the top five on a bunch of them. So that's why Minnesota came in first.
Since Dan O'Brien is not here, I will respond on his behalf. You mentioned New Jersey, and I appreciate that.
Thank you, Dan.
So mean.
He's got a large head.
He really does, on a really, tiny pixie-like body.
Really, really does. Kmart just announced that it's not going to be calling its plus-sized clothing plus-size anymore.
Oh.
It will now be in a section called fabulously sized. A spokesman said, quote, "Our members told us we needed to have a better assortment and that we should call it something different. They absolutely love this whole mantra of fabulously sized." Well, plus size is a woman's clothing section, right?
I don't like your signs.
Why do you have to call it big and tall? How about call it just fabulous and wonderful?
And put it closer to the snack bar.
Thank you very much.
Or diabetes.
Diabetes, yes, that would make them feel good.
Actually, they could actually sell diabetes. Would be a really big T-shirt.
I love this story because I like it when somebody gets caught, and this is just a scumbag that got it. This is karma. The city of Hollywood, Florida, opened up its public garage over the weekend, told people they could park their cars in the garage for free to help keep
elevated,
them safe.
Yeah.
By the way, when you're in that state, above ground parking garages. Huge deal.
Sure.
I don't know if you've been to my state of Florida, but when you take a peek at it, it's kind of flat.
Yeah.
Kind of flat down in the south part, too. So a parking garage, we were thinking about for a while, we might go to the airport and pay for leaving our cars there. So they open them up. A guy named, how would you pronounce K-E-I-J-O? Would it be Keijo?
Keijo.
Keijo Kilo. He owns two car dealerships called Autoline. So Keijo finds out they're opening up this garage to help people during Irma. He decides to take advantage of that generosity, rolls 47 of his inventory cars into the garage that was going to be used for people during the hurricane.
Keijo.
People were out of their minds over this. Well, here's the good news. The word got back to the city yesterday afternoon. They hit Keijo with 24 charges of using public ways for private business, each one worth a $500 fine and up to 2 months in jail. So he's looking at a maximum penalty of $12,000 and 4 years in jail.
Yeah.
Justice, baby!
Enjoy your time in jail, Keijo.
Keijo! And now a little something something. Some thieves stole an SUV with a U-Haul trailer attached from outside a hotel in Albuquerque, New Mexico, early yesterday morning. Then they drove about 4 miles south and opened up the U-Haul to see what they it's stolen.
And
it turned out to be a casket with a body inside.
Oh, no!
Oh, my God!
Apparently, a family was driving their father's body from Oklahoma to Kirtland, New Mexico. But the thieves obviously thought they were ripping off some people who were moving. I love it when, like, dumb crooks get it. The thieves abandoned the SUV and the U-Haul, and the cops found it a few hours later and got it back to the family, which is good news. Now they're trying to track down the thieves. Perhaps they should simply follow the smell of death. It's my second bad kicker line in a row. My weak kicker lines. It's the commute. Can't help it.
Can you imagine being one of those two idiots saying, "Hey, you want to look and see what we got?
Think we got some stereo equipment?
Is there a new tape deck back there?
Oh, my God, it's a casket.
Come right in."
Anyway, we'll take a break. Do you have any little Tuscarora Husky sounds for
these are
today?
Non-football related sounds as far as high school level. We got some NFL stuff.
Please check out the concession stand and enjoy a burger at your leisure. The Tuscarora Huskies family reminds you that the Latin Club is smarter than any person on the field currently. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show right here.
Ladies, would you like to gain access to an up-and-coming Bolivian businessman? Would you like to gain access to Chateau Relaxo? Then the Oscar Santana Scholarship may be for you. While on scholarship, you can learn about exciting topics like keeping it tight and knowing your role. So if you're in the D.C. metro area and between the ages of 18 and 19, bring your application to the TMOS World Headquarters so Oscar can look it over. Some restrictions apply. No fatties, no uggos.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show.
Still great.
Hey, listen up. I've got a question for you. Hey, yo. You. Yeah, you. Yeah. The one who still hasn't purchased the TMOS bonus show package. Is it because you crave something shiny and new? Is that what it is? Is that why we're not getting through to you? Especially as we enter what we call our go time.
Yes.
Fall. Thanksgiving. Halloween. Huh? Well, listen. For our new fall season, we're proud to introduce the brand new Mike O'Meara Show Pumpkin Spice Bonus Package. It has all the laughs and thrills of the original, plus the added kick of pumpkin. Buy it now before we run out.
It's a limited time offer.
Sign up for the new TMOS bonus show right now with the great taste of pumpkin. Remember, the future of our show depends on it, and it's spicy and it's fall.
Yes.
It just makes you think of Halloween. Besides, you don't know what you're missing. It's the most fun we have each week with a yummy new flavor that screams autumn. This fall, this is great. This fall, don't suck without giving back to us. Just go to MikeO'MearaShow.com and click the bonus banner. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So please, quit sucking and start enjoying your pumpkin spice.
In the words of Matt Bloom, he just texted me, don't just look at it, buy it.
Buy it.
Right.
That's right. Christina, don't just look at it, buy it. Buy it with pumpkin spice. Now, Jennifer, turn it. Who's the other one? It's Christina, right?
Isn't
one of them?
Jennifer is one of them.
I'm not sure. All right.
That's How You Met Your Assistant, is in that movie.
Yeah, Jennifer. Hasn't been on the show for quite some time.
How's she
don't
doing
understand
down there?
That.
Hasn't found a way to a microphone. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Tuesday, Sept 12, 2017. Let me just see, before we do that, I want to see if I am back in power. I'm going to look right now.
Live
turn
check.
On Oscar's cam right now. Mm. And still... offline. Thank you.
Apologies.
Just check it.
I mentioned it yesterday, Mike, that Carrie Sanders caught and released a dolphin live on television.
I can't. I wish I'd seen that. I haven't looked at the viral video yet.
It's pretty great. He was on Marco Island.
Yeah.
And it was a baby dolphin, and to hear him tell it, it was exhausted, but he did catch and release yesterday two dolphins.
Really?
Here's the first.
Good morning. We have a dolphin that's been washed ashore here. We're attempting to try to see if we can get it back out into the water. Clearly, it was washed in during the hurricane. It certainly
Poor
has
thing.
Gone through a lot of trauma here. Yeah. See if we can get it out here. Okay. It's in deep water. Let's see if it'll actually swim. Okay, watch out. Let's see if it can do what it does best. It's exhausted. We're going to see. There we go. That's great. Just swam away.
Now, I don't know who was assisting Carrie, his partner of some sort, and he was able to tell him the best way to lift the dolphin, which is not by the fin, but from underneath.
It's the belly, right?
Yeah,
the body.
Yeah. So anyway, he saved some lives yesterday. Carrie
Did he really save a dolphin?
Two of them.
Oh, that's awesome.
I love it. It was fun to watch.
Was it an NBC guy? Is he still with NBC?
Yeah, it was a Today Show. I think he was an MSNBC crew. But
was it a baby dolphin or
a little guy? Yeah.
You know, was it a baby dolphin or a full-grown dolphin?
It was a baby dolphin.
All right. I'm
you know,
just curious.
Before the advent of social media, I totally would have thought they would have had an aquarium behind the camera with multiple baby dolphins, right? That they're just going
to
release.
All right, Carrie, we're coming to you at 8 after.
Hold on. We have a clip of Carrie Saunders' partner.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the Las Vegas Hilton, Mr. Showmanship Liberace.
I'm sorry. I don't know how that got on there. What's happening with me today? What is happening with me today? I don't know.
Take it up from underneath, George.
I just don't understand what's happening. That's ridiculous.
All right, let's move on. Another feather in the cap of Kristen Bell.
She's a good girl.
She really is. She was hanging out at an assisted living center for senior citizens in, I believe, in Orlando, and called into the Jimmy Kimmel Show and put Jimmy on with a 90-year-old guy.
Jimmy, where are you? How are you?
It starts out, Jimmy, where are you? And then, how are you? Yeah.
Jimmy, where are you?
I'm in California. How are you?
I'm swarmed under with beautiful women.
With beautiful women. Do you hear what he said? He swarmed
beautiful
under...
Beautiful women.
Wow. This hurricane is working out beautifully for John, I'll tell you that.
I'll never be the same.
I told him you were Johnny Carson because he didn't know who you were.
Oh, even better.
So she's down there getting it done and doing good. Now, last night, history was made. The first Monday Night Football game ever called by a female booth announcer. And her name is Beth Mowins. And, Mike, it's the first time I think I've ever heard a female puker.
It's fourth down with 5 seconds to go. And here comes Youngwei Koo, born in South Korea. Came to the United States and started kicking.
And then she saved a dolphin.
There you go.
But the viral star from last night's Monday night game is a guy named Sergio Dip, who is from ESPN Deport.
Yeah,
is
that what you call it?
It's the sports station, yes. Right? And he had his first cutaway. English is not his first language, and he's getting a lot of grief for being nervous and not very fluent, but I think he did
second language.
I know. Yes. I mean, I think give this guy a break. And besides, what a great name, Sergio Dip.
Beth, Coach, it's a pleasure to be with you guys here on the field from up close, just watching Coach Vance Joseph from here. You watch him now on the screen. This diversity in his background is helping him a lot tonight. Quarterback at Colorado, defensive back in the NFL. And here he is having the time of his life this night, making his head coaching debut.
And I thought he did fine.
Not terrible. No, and could be better.
Good looking guy. And yeah, I think he's going to do fine once he settles down. But anyway,
good luck.
You know who really was rooting for him was Beth Mullins. I think he's doing a great job.
There we go.
First time on the Monday Night Football. Mm-hmm. Conan, there was a special, you saw It yesterday,
yep,
but just a standard screening, right?
Yeah.
There was a special screening of the movie It.
Speaking of It, this is true in Texas this weekend. This was a huge movie. Mm-hmm. People love this movie. In Texas this weekend, they had a special event. A movie theater hosted a showing of the movie It. That was for an audience made up entirely of clowns.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, only one car showed up, but the place was packed.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today. Unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOmeraShow.com. Wide open Wednesday tomorrow. Happy 8th anniversary.
Yay!
I'm playing our song, honey. Carla O'Mara, I love you, and this one's for you from the late, great Mr. Don Williams.
I don't believe in superstars, organic food and foreign cars. I don't believe the price of gold, the certainty of growing old, that right is right and left is wrong, that north and south can't get along, that east is east and west is west, and being first is always best. But I believe in love. I believe in babies. I believe in mom and dad. And I believe in you.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.